Hi, DeLorenzo. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Tara wanted me to get on the line. She's actually requesting that I apply a reduced rate here. We're running a promotion for Veterans Day. In fact, it's a significant savings. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point, other than price?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then you have a verified listing on Google. That's something you did yourself, right? And there's a Google My Business
Correct.
Website attached to it. Yeah, and you know, every business should at the very least be PIN verified. It's pretty easy to do, but without the additional content, it ends up kind of being a digital business card. People do still need to already know the name of your company and be looking you up specifically to see that. Our job would be to create all the additional content, almost 70 different directories that will be created for your company and linked back to your listing so that you pop up on that first page. I would also highly recommend Google Ads as well because you're kind of servicing a pretty broad service area, Riverside, et cetera. Now, it is a flat rate. The reduction in the cost that we're running today brings the pricing down to $249 a month to month, no contract. That is an exact amount. It's actually a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It is not an introductory rate, though. As long as you choose to use the service month in, month out, that reduced rate would still apply, and it is an exact amount. So you don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. Google Ads are going to be included, though. Google's going to charge my company for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign, and that ensures that you do show up very quickly throughout your entire service area. Now, Tara said that budget's the main concern, but you're certainly able to take on more work at this time, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, work. The ability to take in more work is not an issue.
Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously, for the services you provide, even one job would easily offset the cost of that $249. And no matter how many jobs you do, of course, the calls come directly to you. So it is still that same flat rate. Now, it's a position that we're actively filling. We're trying to find the one company that we'll work with, and then we'll close out the category officially. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
I am interested. It's just it's not going to be like the ad that I have running on Google charge per click, right? It's not the same thing?
What you have on Google right now?
I had an ad on Google that was, every time somebody clicks on it, there's
$10 You did before like an AdWords Express account on your own then, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. So we are going to list you in both the local map and the Google Ads. We are the Google Premier partners. So Google will actually charge my company, not yours, for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. Our job, our responsibility is as much to Google as it is to you. That's to make sure that you're profitable, that you continue to choose to use the service. We are a Google Premier partner, and we've been part of Google's partnership program for over 5 years. So it's a flat monthly rate of the $249. The Google Ads, a modest Google Ads spend is included in that, and, of course, the search engine optimization, meaning you'll have not just the Yelp listing, you'll have Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We would create almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them talking about your services and your service area and linking back to your existing Google listing. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well so people will see you on that search engine, but it would only be the exact flat rate of $249. You're not paying for the lead, the call, or the job. That is an exact amount.
I got you. Okay, sure.
Now,
I am interested.
You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, it's LV-M Roofing Services, right? That's how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, LV-M Roofing Services.
And then, Lorenzo, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your
Correct.
Account? Okay, perfect.
Correct.
And then what is a good email address for you? Now, this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. It will, though, be attached to the contact form on your website. Most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. If they do fill out the contact form on the website, you get a text message and an email. So if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. So what is a good email for you?
It's a business email. It's LBM. Mm-hmm. roofingservices@gmail.com.
Very smart man.
It's the same thing, just no dash.
Just no dash in the email, of course. The name of the business essentially at gmail.com. And then Lorenzo, what is your last name, sir?
Virgen. V-I-R-G-E-N.
You said V-I-R-D-E-N, Virgen? Okay. And then, Mr. Virden, when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method of delivery that we're most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you, especially if it's something we want you to have for your records. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any or all?
Emails are good.
Email,
phone, usually,
okay.
You know.
I'll put email preferred. And then the address that you have on your Google listing, the 3885 Camellia Drive, do you see customers there? Do customers come out to see you at that address?
No.
They don't.
No.
Okay. All right. Is that a home address? I'm sure you're a service-based business. Is that a home address for you or a shop?
Yeah, that's my home, and I use it as my
as your shop? Yeah. Home base. Yeah, most service-based businesses are run from the home. Some are run from a small office, but typically if you don't see customers coming to you, Google would actually prefer there to not be a physical address on there. So you'll, of course, keep the ownership of that Google listing. We will ask for managerial access on there so we can attach the website and everything else. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I will, in fact, be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's to get all the information that we need to promote for your business and build out your website, everything from the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. It looks like you do. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, to secure the listing for your business and to secure that reduced rate for you is to read what's called a voice verification. Lorenzo, it's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're actually including the website for you, that we've, of course, reduced the rate, that the rate will never go up, etc. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a quick second, Mr. Bearden, to get that set up. Okay. So, Lorenzo, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Bearden, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
LV-M Roofing Services.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Lorenzo, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lorenzo Virgen, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And Mr. Virden, as the owner of LV-M Roofing Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Lorenzo, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lorenzo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, Mr. Virden, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lorenzo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, of course. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is we are creating a lot of content for your business, and we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Lorenzo, that's fair enough, right?
More than fair.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that the information that's already out there is accurate. We do it periodically, and we do it in the beginning, of course, but if anything new comes along, it's just good to let us know. Now, with the reduction in cost that I'm able to apply here and with the website included, and, of course, with this being a month-to-month service. Oh, let me ask you this, because you've got the Google My Business website, you know, kind of a straightforward website that Google creates for companies that don't have one. We would be able to include kind of an updated version, a little more conversion-driven, a lot more color, a lot more photos, testimonials from your clients and things like that. We can do that for you at no additional cost if you wanted us to include a more detailed website for you than the one that you've got. That's completely up to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll read that into the this part here, with it being a month-to-month service. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, would be charged today, the 11th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249. Now, that is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's never any lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard cost of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business, and this does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, Mr. Virden, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause it seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Lorenzo, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Virden, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lorenzo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And then, Lorenzo, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
That'll be a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does
my
that appear?
My name.
It is your name. Lorenzo Virden, no middle initial on that particular card?
Yes. That's
okay.
A.
You said middle initial of A? Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. That's 41, 47, 20, 23, 93, 15, 44, 53.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
That is 425.
04 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
014.
014. So I've got 014, 014 on the back of the card, April or 04 of 2025, the expiration. And then, Lorenzo, was the card itself 4147, 2023, 9315, 4453?
That is correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 3885 Camellia Drive in San Bernardino, three, so it's 92404?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is support@localsplash.com, and then if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the next business day. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And, Lorenzo, there is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. That link will also be sent out to you by text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may in fact receive that text message before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other or both of those, just let me know, because I do want to walk you through a couple of things on that. Now, the only other order of business on my end is, in fact, to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We do schedule the calls by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of the basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. We could, in fact, get you in at 9 o'clock if that does work for you. There are several others, including the last one at 3 o'clock today. And with just a few exceptions, just about every hour in between. Did you want something as early as 9 or maybe 10 o'clock or something later
on
in the afternoon?
No, somewhere around 2 o'clock.
Around 2? 2 o'clock is one of those.
Busy morning right now.
Yeah, 2 o'clock is one of the ones that is booked out. There's a 1 o'clock and also a 3 o'clock. Did you want the 3?
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay. So the call would actually get to you a few minutes after 1, get you off the phone pretty close to 1:30, something like that. At noon, you'll receive a reminder email that the call has been scheduled for 1. I'm actually going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email address. It's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem there. Did you receive either the text message or the email?
I got the invoice.
You got the invoice email? Yeah, so if you got the invoice email, it's going to ask you to click here to accept the terms and conditions, that blue hyperlink where it says click here. If you click on that, it goes directly to my.localsplash.com, in this case /terms. But the my.localsplash.com, that's actually your client dashboard portal for your tracking and your reporting. In this case, we just want you to confirm that you've received it, so we know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the subscription costs, waived the setup fee, and even included the website. So do you see that where it says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the Google My Business optimization?
Yeah,
okay, so the directory submissions, like I said, the 70 or so directories, the landing pages, the website that we'll include for you. We're doing Google Ads, et cetera.
Just one thing. Hold on. One second. My
sure.
Last name, you spelled it wrong. It's a G-E-N, not D. It's a G.
You said G like George?
Yes. G like George or Google.
So V-I-R-G-E-N. Let me fix
correct.
That then. I apologize. I thought you said Bearden. V-I-R-G-E-N. Let me fix that for you. So it's going to take just a second to update.
My phone number, the mobile number that you put down, is also incorrect.
It is.
Not
okay. So the the number that we're speaking on is not a mobile number?
It's a mobile number. It's just it's the wrong number that's on the MSS communication.
On SMS?
559-5784.
Really?
I don't know whose number that is.
Oh, it's connected to your Yelp listing. It might just forward that.
Correct. I've been trying to fix that with Yelp, but they're not replying to my email.
So it forwards to your phone number. Let me fix that too, and I apologize for not verifying that. I thought I did when I asked if it was a mobile number. So you said it's
909-559-5784.
Remember
you guys called me. That's not correct. This is another number you guys call. 743-7244. That's not my number. I don't know whose number that is.
It's probably a tracking number that Yelp has for you, but then it forwards to your phone number. And then the business number is the 5784 number. That's the number you want promoted for your business then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let me regenerate everything here. And then just disregard that first one then. So I've got the correct spelling of your name. I've got actually the updated, mobile number here as well. And let me just send that out to you once more. So it'll take just a second there, but, it is being sent now to you. And again, you'll receive either the email or the text message. Did you not receive the text message before?
No.
Okay, let me fix that too. Okay, and then I'm also sending out to you the calendar invite. And again, it's going to go to your email address. It's actually got your username, which is the phone number we can fix that, but it's the username is the other number. I can fix that for you and update it to your actual number, make it easier for you to remember since that, the 7244 number has nothing at all to do with your business. Did you receive the new email?
Yes, my name is still incorrect though. But the thing is
on the new one?
Yeah. It still says the phone number was fixed, but my last name is still wrong.
Interesting. I see the email going out as V-I-R-G-E-N, but then at the bottom, you're right, it's not correct. I fixed it where I need to fix it, but it didn't update into our system yet.
Yeah. Like on my email, it says Dear Lorenzo, that's spelled correctly, but at the page, it's incorrect.
On the bottom, it's incorrect. Okay.
I have to go sign.
Yeah, where you have to go sign. Let me message my, the head of the client interview department and see what's going on here.
If you look at the invoice, it's also incorrect in the invoice. Right on the email where it says invoice to Lorenzo Alverdin.
Oh, on the invoice, it's spelled your name wrong too. Let me message my supervisor here, well, the supervisor in the other department anyway.
How much longer is this going to take? I got to get back to
you. Oh, just a minute or so. In fact, we can actually take care of it if we need to on the follow-up call. If you're in a hurry, I can get you off the phone now and we can have our client interview technician walk you through it.
I mean, if I have to just accept and sign the terms, right?
Yeah, I mean, give it a little bit of time. Give it a little bit of time and check it, and then we can, you know, I'll have the supervisor of the other department fix that, and then we'll send it out to you again. The new one should be correct, and then just at the bottom, click that you are the active user on the card. You're authorized, and then put in your name as it appears. Should be the correct spelling with the middle initial of A on there, and then just hit submit. It'll take it to your username and password, but don't worry about that. It's doing that because this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system thinks you're trying to access that at this point. We just want you to confirm that you've received the terms and conditions, and I'm trying to get that updated for you here quickly. But if I can't do it on this phone call, you can do it either now or in the client interview that we've got already scheduled here for you at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. I really have to go there now.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time, and I apologize for not verifying and clarifying the information before I sent that out to you. But we'll get that fixed for you, and then we'll resend it. And then that follow-up call should be right out or shortly after 1 o'clock today.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mr. Virgin, thanks a lot. You take care, Lorenzo. You have a great day, sir. Take care. That was kind of a cluster.